From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. ACL Fest 2014 wraps up this weekend, and today on the show, we're giving you backstage access. From Zilker Park to the Four Seasons and our own Studio 1A, we captured a lot of great performances. The Head and the Heart, Spanish Gold, Lake Street Dive, and more that you'll hear. Also, Spoon and Jenny Lewis both sit down for conversations and performances. They both chat about their critically acclaimed new albums. And for Jenny Lewis, working with producer Ryan Adams was an interesting experience.
He sat me down a couple days in, and he blasted about 5 Creed songs. My ears were bleeding.
It's the ACL Fest 2014 wrap-up as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. As ACL Fest 2014 wraps up tonight, we're wrapping up with exclusive live recordings captured at Zilker Park, the Four Seasons, and our own Studio 1A. In a moment, Mike and the Moon Pies from right here in the Austin area, and Temples. Up first, it's Lake Street Dive. Billed as indie jazz and soul based out of Boston, Rachel Price is the front woman, and their 5th studio album is Bad Self-Portraits. In fact, this is a live take on the title track on the Austin Music Experience.
Oh, I've been seeing other women at the bottom of a glass, faces of all the lovers that I've had in the past. And as I sit here on this bar stool in my old familiar way, I wonder how you're doing out there in L.A. When we met south of Houston, I was living off the land. I moved into the city, asked your daddy for your hand. Well, you talked of being famous and driving fancy cars, while I'd get drunk on whiskey and close down all the bars. Then like some desert wind tornado, you twirled off to L.A. and left the room I ain't never leaving Texas, and I hope you understand. I'm happy here in Houston with a bottle in my hand. I've gotten used to all your memories and living with your ghost, and I hope that you are happy out there on the coast, 'cause I ain't never leaving Texas, and I hope you understand. I'm happy here in Houston with a bottle in hand. There ain't nothing about leaving Texas I could ever understand, so I'll stay here in Austin with a bottle in.
Austin's Mike and the Moon Pies on the Austin Music Experience, recorded backstage at ACL with Never Leaving Texas. If that sounds familiar to you, maybe you heard it last week. It was our KUTX Song of the Day on Wednesday. They turned our backstage tent into a little honky-tonk, and Mike and the Moon Pies, although they're from Austin, are on the road a lot, traveling far and wide, but this was their ACL Fest debut last weekend. Preceded by Lake Street Dive, Bad Self Portraits is their fifth studio album. You know, it's obvious these guys are musos. They met at the New England Conservatory of Music, but they do keep it funky, again billed as indie jazz and soul. And we continue with a band that will have to be known as psych rock. I mean, there's no other way to put it when it comes to Temples. They've come a long way in just a couple years. It was February that their full-length debut, Sun Structures, came out. Johnny Marr of the Smiths, Noel Gallagher of Oasis, both big fans, as are we. Recorded live at the Four Seasons, a stretched out version of Mesmerize from Temples on the Austin Music Experience.
Symbolize everything that you need.
Temples. We loved him at PsychFest, we loved him at ACL, and we had him at the Four Seasons just a little bit more than a week ago, and they played that live version of Mesmerize that you just heard on the Austin Music Experience. Today, it's your backstage access, an hour of exclusive live performances. Coming up, we'll talk with both Spoon and Jenny Lewis about their great new albums. And we've got some stripped-down performances from both artists, also Spanish Gold, The Head and the Heart, and more as the Austin Music Experience ACL 2014 wrap-up continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg, and today's show is our Austin City Limits 2014 wrap-up, an hour of exclusive live recordings. In fact, in a moment, we have Austin's Hard Proof recorded at the Four Seasons as they were broadcast on KUTX. And we've got a band first with, well, one-third Austin pedigree. That would be Adrian Quesada. He's the third of Spanish Gold that you know from Grupo Fantasma, still a member of Brownout, Echocentrics, Acote Soul Sounds, but he's focused on Spanish Gold, which also features a member of Hacienda from San Antone and the drummer from My Morning Jacket.
You guys okay? Okay.
Spanish Gold recorded live backstage at Austin City Limits with Out on the Street on the Austin Music Experience.
One, two, three, four. Listen to me, baby.
Austin's Hard Proof on the Austin Music Experience program, the song Buchholz Mashie, recorded live at the Four Seasons, and was preceded by a backstage recording of Spanish Gold, Out on the Street. We continue with Jenny Lewis. It took 6 years for her to release her third solo album, but the wait has been worth it. The Voyager is what it's called. It's one of the best reviewed albums of the year. It's an album about womanhood, about aging, and about the death of Lewis's father. You know Jenny Lewis from her work with Rilo Kiley, as well as the Postal Service. In true Jenny Lewis fashion, this is a bright-sounding, fun record, even considering the topics, a lot of comparisons being drawn to Fleetwood Mac. In a moment, Jenny Lewis chats with KUTX's Trina Quinn about the record, but first here's a stripped-down rendition of Just One of the Guys, live from Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
They're getting on, but the girls are still staying young. If I get caught being rude in a conversation with a child bride on a summer vacation, no matter how hard I try to be just one of the guys, there's a little something inside that won't let me. Oh, no matter how hard I try to have an open mind, there's a little voice inside that prevents me. And how I live, it got me locked in this bathroom full of tears. And I have begged for you, and I have borrowed, but I've been the only sister to my own sorrow. No matter how hard I try to be just one of the guys, there's a little something inside that won't let me. Oh, no matter how hard I try to have an open mind, there's a little clock inside that keeps ticking. There's only one difference between you and me. When I look at myself, all I can see, I'm just another lady without a baby. No matter how hard I try to be just one of the guys, there's a little something inside that won't let me. Oh, no matter how hard I try to have an open mind, there's a little cop inside that prevents me. I'm not gonna break for you. I'm not oh.
You know, when you see Jenny Lewis, you know she's anything but just one of the guys. But that is that song that we heard, an exclusive live Studio 1A performance on the Austin Music Experience. Jenny Lewis worked with Beck on the studio version of that song, but for the rest of the Voyager, she teamed up with Ryan Adams. Lewis talked with Trina Quinn about Ryan Adams, the producer.
He has some untraditional methods that have given me some great stories. First telling my friends and kind of blowing their minds, and then telling you all out there in Radioland.
Spread the word.
Yeah, he sat me down a couple days in, and he's got an incredible hi-fi system, and he blasted about 5 Creed songs. My ears were bleeding, and he didn't really explain his methods, but by the end of it, I was like, oh, wow, I think I kind of get this.
Well, what was he trying to show you?
You'd have to ask Ryan. I'm sure he'll be in here at some point.
But he just talked you into it.
He talked me into it, yeah. And I think he was just kind of trying to get me out of my own head in a way.
Yeah.
By any means necessary. He actually, with the title track of the record, The Voyager, we kind of talked about the songs on the record. And he said, you know, I think we're missing something. What I want you to do is go home and write your version of Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
And I was like, I can't do that. I would have already done that. If I could write Wonderwall, I would have written it. And so I went home and listened to Wonderwall over and over again, and then wrote The Voyager, which sounds nothing like Wonderwall, and takes place in a 7-Eleven.
Interesting. That is an interesting method.
Well, right? Yeah.
Have you sat down to listen to Creed since?
I have not. I haven't.
You might want to revisit that.
Well, if I ever get the chance to produce someone, I might use the same method.
Bush.
and you punched through the drywall. I took you for granted when you were all that I needed.
Jenny Lewis with an acoustic version of a song from her album The Voyager, She's Not Me, recorded live in Studio 1A. Coming up, Spoon's Britt Daniel talks about the raised expectations for their new album and a pair of stripped-down songs from the longtime Austin band in our Studio 1A. Stay with us. This is the Austin Music Experience program, and this is our ACL 2014 wrap-up show, an hour of exclusive live performances. I'm Jody Denberg. Let's talk about the head and the heart for a moment, shall we? 5 years down the line, their second album, a year under their belt, called Let's Be Still, and, you know, it was a real organic rise for them, and now they're on top of bills at festivals all across the country. We caught up with the head and the heart at the Four Seasons for this exclusive live performance of Another Story.
I like this. You can do this.
I like this too.
You know, there's something to be said about that sunshine, I think. Zoned out right now.
These are just flames burning in your fireplace. I hear your voice. Now it seems as if it was all a dream. I wish it was all a dream. Now I see a world turning in on itself. Are we just like hungry wolves howling in the night? I don't want no music tonight. Another story. Oh, the poor boy lost his head. Everybody feels a little crazy, but you go on living with it. Yeah, you go on living with it. So these are just flames burning in your fireplace. I hear your voice. No, it seems as if it was all a dream. I wish it was all a dream. His head. Everybody feels a little crazy, but you go on living with it. Oh, go on living with it.
Birds here. The birds are so vocal here. Everywhere you go, there's vocalness. I love it. Vocalness. 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 Those birds got so much vocalness. I tell you one thing. We ain't gonna change much. I hear you, buddy. The sun still rises, even with the pain. I tell you one thing. Ain't gonna change, love. The sun still rises, even through the rain.
An exclusive live performance from Seattle's The Head and the Heart. The song Another Story is on their second album, Let's Be Still. That take was done at the Four Seasons. Earlier in the show, I said that Jenny Lewis's The Voyager is one of the best reviewed albums of the year. It's doubly true for Spoon's They Want My Soul, the Austin band's eighth album. The record followed some downtime for the band. They'd really been going after it for the better part of a decade. Then Spoon took a little bit of a hiatus. Britt Daniels started up the band Divine Fits. Drummer Jim Eno was busy as a producer and the owner of Public Hi-Fi Recording Studios here in Austin. But They Want My Soul is a big return for Spoon. They returned to Austin for a couple of performances at ACL Fest 2014. Britt Daniel and multi-instrumentalist Alex Fischel also stopped by our Studio 1A, and in a moment we'll hear an in-depth conversation with them. But first, Spoon, with a stripped-down performance of Do You on the Austin Music Experience.
I was on 45th, I was half out of a bag. Yeah, I knew that you saw me, you laughed when I looked back. Right back.
lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckle and belt. Oh, love, that's the way love comes. Or do you doubt your love? That's the way love comes. Do you feel it black and blue? Or
with what I guess is considered the single from their new album, They Want My Soul. Do we still have singles in 2014? The song Do You, an exclusive Studio 1A performance. KUT's David Brown sat down with Britt Daniel and Alex Fischel of Spoon to talk about the new album and the raised expectations it brought for the band.
You know, eighth studio album, They Want My Soul, I remember Jim Eno, who's a co-founder with you, came over, I guess it was maybe January or February, came into our station here to do a conversation, and he said, hey, we're back together and we're working on this new album, and it actually has a real soulful kind of vibe to it. It was hard for me to kind of imagine what was going on, but there's no question, there's a lot more soul, I mean, sort of an R&B almost sound on album. Was that a conscious effort to sort of make it a little bit more R&B inflected, or what?
I don't know. I guess we wanted to make a slightly more universal record than the last one. The last one was a little, it didn't invite you in. It was a little...
introspective?
Yeah, introspective, cryptic, or whatever.
Was that because it was self-produced? Or
maybe that might have had something to do with it. It was just, that was just the kind of record we wanted to make at that time. More of a headphones record. Yeah, I think you always react a little bit against the one you did before. Like, okay, we've done this thing, now how can we spin it a little bit differently? And that was how we were spinning this one.
You know, I'm sort of curious, there was a point there where you'd come off a really long tour from the previous album, and then it wasn't clear what Spoon's future was going to be, and then Divine Fits happened. And there was word out there that you were sort of frustrated with the fact that you had to do all the heavy lifting with the songwriting and everything in Spoon.
Now, where'd you hear that?
I don't know. I got a friend named Jim, but he didn't tell me anything. But is that true or not?
It's a good deal of heavy lifting. I mean, writing songs ain't easy, but it takes a lot of time. I think more than anything, we just needed a break from being on that roundabout of, you know, writing, recording, touring, writing, recording, touring. We'd done it for a long time, and it was a while before this band became successful. Once we got some success, then we really went for it and really made a lot of records as fast as we could. We just needed a break from that for a while.
When you hear your new album in the speakers, do you know what you've done? Do you know that it's like an incredibly great album?
Oh,
I know that sounds like I'm being sycophantic, and I don't mean to be. I mean, this is one of those rare moments where everyone is in total agreement. You look at Metacritic, for example, and the thing is off the charts. You know, this is a really unusually good album, and I would like to think that you knew that you had something special here.
I really like this one, yeah. I do think it's one of our best. And
all right, so let's just be, while we're being brutally honest, when Transference came out, people were not stumbling over themselves to say what a wonderful album it was. So what happened?
You know, it was actually reviewed pretty well at the time.
Yeah.
And it's gotten more dissed with this record than it was dissed at the time. But what happened? Why was it?
Well, what changed? What changed? What is it? What is it that you think
that changed between Transference and this one?
Yeah, was it that you took the time off? Was it you add the fifth Beatle here? Was it that?
Yeah, I got to meet this guy. I had some different experiences, you know, and got away from. I mean, I actually took a real vacation and didn't do much of anything for 2 or 3 months, and then I started Divine Fits, and playing with those guys made me appreciate a lot of things in a different way. And then we just came back really excited to hang out again and make music again.
It is fantastic. And, you know, you've been awfully generous to chat, and I'm hoping you'll be generous enough to play a couple more songs.
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
We're talking with two-fifths of the band Spoon, Alex Fischel, who is the newest member of Spoon, and Britt Daniel, one of the co-founders of the band. Guys, thanks so much for coming into Studio 1A.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's always good to see
you. It's good to be here.
Good to see
this
you, man.
This studio is amazing. It's our first time to do a session here. It's beautiful.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm glad you like it. Yeah. Hey, Alex, nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah.
Don't make time for holy rollers, though they may wash my feet. And I won't be their soldier. There's a tense gravity in you. I'm just your satellite. Inside out, and now it's only like I told you. Ooh, Lord, they may wash my feet. They do not make me complete. Break out a character for me.
It's so wonderful when someone transforms their song just on our grand piano in Studio 1A, and that's essentially what you just heard Spoon do on the song Inside Out. The full-fledged version is on their new album, They Want My Soul. Thanks for tuning in to our ACL Fest 2014 wrap-up. You can find a lot more ACL Fest coverage at our website, kutx.org. We've got video, audio, and photos from the fest. And next week, we'll be back with a few more ACL Fest performances from Palisa, The Preachers, and more. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and myself. Big thanks to our live music engineers this week, Cliff Hargrove, Casey Cheek, John Craig, Laura Willis, and Todd Callahan. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. I knew you knew your kiss. Now it's another.